Hello. This is Elijah Salam, aka Mr. Salam, also known as El Kadar. And today's topic for this podcast is just me simply saying, don't lie. And I can be describing that in many ways, which I am. When I say don't lie, I mean that in every way in your life. People tend to live in a lie. You know what I mean? Like, people smile all the time, laugh, this, that, and the third, but they aren't happy. They're lying to themselves. They act like life is good, life is great, when it really isn't. We have to quit lying to ourselves. If we don't love a certain person, we have to let that person know. If a person don't love us, that person needs to let us know. Because lying to them and pretending is going to make everything terrible. It's going to destroy the relationship that you have with everyone if it's always like that. That's why you can't lie about how your life is going. You know what I mean? If it's going bad, you need to address that to someone. You need to let someone know that. And you need to let them know what you're willing to do to make it better. Don't complain about it or don't cover it up. Because a lot of people tend to be ashamed of the way that they live or ashamed of the lifestyle that they have made for themselves. And you can't be ashamed of something that you created. Only thing you can do is get better. Everyone can do better at something. So by that being said, you should never have to worry about being ashamed. As long as you know that you're not in the position to be happy and you're not in the position to make moves that you want to make, then that's good, because that's the first step to recovery. That's the first step to being reborn, becoming a brand new person, becoming someone that you never knew you could be. Because living a lie won't get you nowhere, but being miserable all your life, I know that's not something that no one wants to be, is miserable. They don't want to be sad. They don't want to be depressed. They don't want to have any negative feelings inside their head. So they always try to cover up everything. But covering up the truth or covering up the way you really feel is not going to make anything better. You need to be able to express your feelings to someone. It don't got to be 2-3 people. Let your feelings be expressed by someone that you trust. At least one person. That's all you need, is one person in your life that you can express everything to. And everything will be better, because by you expressing it to them, you know that they will respect you enough to not judge you. Like, they have self-love for themselves, so they're gonna, in return, give you that same love that they have for themselves. That's why you can't lie about what's going on in your life, because when people keep it real with you, they're doing that because they love you. They're doing that because they respect you. They're doing that because they want you to know the truth. They want you to know how they feel. They want you to know what's on their mind. They want you to know what they're going through in their lives. And they want to know your opinion or how you feel based upon the information that they have told you. So at the end of the day, we have to look in the mirror and really tell ourselves what's going on. Really ask ourselves certain questions that the pieces aren't coming together. If our life is not good, we have to address that to ourselves and let it be known. Because no one wants to be stuck in something where all they know is negativity. They never realize how to be happy. They never witness it. They never experience it. They don't feel it. So never lie to yourself about anything. Never lie to someone else about anything, because it's not worth it. it's like, it's pointless. Don't lie about something petty, something that can be resolved, something that can be changed. We gotta come to an agreement and realize that we are all human. We all have flaws in different ways. And we can all address them together instead of judging each other and pointing the finger all the time. I feel like that'd be the best outcome for everyone, every race, no matter who you are. We need to start coming together and really expressing how we feel to each other. If it's towards each other, or even if it's about ourselves. Being truthful is the best way to live. Being fruitful is the best way to live. Because in order to be fruitful, you must also know how to multiply. So you gotta have a lot of things in life to make everything balance out. Life comes with opportunity, but if you keep lying to yourself and saying that, okay, I really don't want to do this, but I'm only in it for the money, that's why I'm putting my effort in. That's not going to work. Don't lie to yourself. If you really want to do something, do it based on your passion. Don't do it based on how much money you can get out of it, because it's never going to last. Having a passion is a constant feeling. And having money is not a constant feeling. It's just something that you do to survive. It may make you happy and content, but for so long, it gets tiring. Having a passion and doing something you love never gets old. That's why the ones that don't lie to themselves and tell themselves the truth all the time when they look in the mirror, they know where they want to go in life. They know how long it's going to take. They know what it will take, how much time they will have to put into whatever they want to do. Don't lie to yourself. That's the worst route to go. All it's going to do is lead to disaster. Because when you lie to yourself, all you're doing is destroying yourself in a sense. You're letting your mind believe that everything is good when it's not. So you're playing the mind game and it's not working. So just open up to yourself and realize what you're doing wrong. Realize if you're not happy with any part in your life, it's okay, because everything can get resolved. Everything can get better. Everything can change. You just have to allow it to change. And that is today's topic, with me just saying, don't lie, you know what I mean? Don't lie about nothing. Just be truthful about everything that goes on in your life. Because by you allowing yourself to be truthful, you allow yourself to acknowledge what's going on. And when you acknowledge what's going on, that is the first step to realizing the solution. And this is Elijah Salaam, AKA Mr. Salaam, also known as El Kadai. Everybody have a great and blessed day.